The Auckland girls track and field team had a tough week last week with back-to-back meets at Lewis Central and Council Bluffs Lincoln. Harlan was both physically and mentally tough last week, with the girls giving it their all, even in not ideal conditions. Head coach Jenny Hamilton saw how her girls pushed their bodies to the limit and competed to the highest level.
We had a back-to-back meet. We did that once earlier this season. So Lewis Central's meet got postponed from Tuesday to Wednesday. So we went Wednesday, Thursday this week. That's a lot on the just getting mentally prepared to compete, and also the physical demand of just taking your body to the limit in competition. So that was a lot on the girls, but I thought they handled it well. It was a windy day, so our times weren't quite what we were looking for, but that's not really the point on a windy day anyway. We were looking at how they competed, and I thought they did well.
One runner that has had a lot on her plate has been Lindsay Soderman. She continues to be the consistency that makes the Harlan Cyclone such a success. At Lewis Central, she earned second in the 1,500-meter run and second in the 3,000-meter run, while she took the top spot at the Council Bluffs Lincoln meet in the 1,500-meter run. Soderman is a mentally tough athlete who goes after her goals no matter what meet or what the weather brings.
Lindsay had a really full plate on Wednesday. She ran a 3,000, a distance med 8, and the 15, and then turned around Thursday and ran another 4 and 15. She is just very level-headed, and she never really gives herself any excuses to not give it everything that she has. She's very mentally tough, very focused, very disciplined. Whatever the conditions are, she's going to go after it. I don't think I've ever heard her give anything close to an excuse for not giving her all. So she's a really dependable athlete for us.
Another success story from Harlan has been its shuttle hurdle relay team. The team of Jaylee Schmitz, Kami Stork, Ari Daniels, and Ainsley Mages was able to earn second at Council Bluffs Lincoln last Thursday with a time of 1 minute 14.7 seconds. These girls are pushing one another to get better, including Kami and Jaylee, who have pushed themselves to get the three-step action down.
In our shuttle hurdle, we've got a pretty consistent group there, Ari, Kami, Ainsley, Jaylee, and they really do a good job of just supporting each other. They know that they depend on each other to get their best, so they're always picking each other up, being really positive. We're starting to kind of maximize what we can get out of a couple of them four-stepping, so they know that in order for them to get better, we've got to start working some three-stepping in where we can do that. So Kami and Jaylee are starting to work on that in meets, and it's definitely out of their comfort zone, but it's something that they know that they have to do. And so take some time to get used to that rhythm. But we're proud of her for taking that next step and pushing herself in that way.
Speaking of that next step, Harlan is looking at their next meet this Tuesday, April 23rd at Missouri Valley High School at the Lady Red Relays. Coach Hamilton is looking for her girls to reach their goals and maintain consistency while having fun and giving it their all.
Shuttle hurdle is, they've got some specific goals used to that, the three step in with a couple of them. If we can get that down, we would like to cut a second and a half minimum, I think, if we could get that three stepping down. So we got some goals there. Consistency in our 400s is a big deal. We're still looking on trying to put together a competitive 4x4. So at this point in the season, we kind of know the numbers that we're looking for and just looking for who's going to step up and be dependable and hit the mark consistently every time. And so I'd say that's one of the big things that we're looking for, consistency.
Harlan travels to Missouri Valley High School tomorrow for meet at 4:30 p.m. It jumps into the Drake Relays later this week, starting on Thursday. You can check out all the Drake Relay qualifiers right on our website at westerniowatoday.com. I'm Zach Collins reporting.